News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Assembly Republicans are ready to take a vote today on the future of Representative Bill Cramer as their majority leader in the Assembly. He could be removed from his post. There are allegations that at a Republican fundraiser in Washington, D.C., he made inappropriate advances and tried to grope a woman in an elevator. Governor Walker weighed in on the controversy and he said if that's true, Cramer should be removed.
I definitely think the Assembly is right in asking him to step down from his position as a part of their leadership team. It's something where I don't have the details other than what I've read and heard about in the media.
Cramer is now entering a treatment program since the allegations have surfaced. President Obama and his national security advisors are trying to further isolate Russia over its military intervention in Ukraine. And meanwhile, there are conflicting reports about the activities of Russian troops. Here's Sky News reporter Andrew Wilson.
We still don't know whether these soldiers are soldiers that were based in Sevastopol or if they're part of a Russian contingent that came across the border a week ago. There are still, of course, these stories around. There are now 16,000 Russian troops on Ukrainian soil. But that again has come from the Ukrainian Defense Ministry, and we aren't clear on whether or not those are numbers are accurate or whether indeed those are soldiers that have come from the base in Sevastopol already in Crimea or have come across the border from Russia. Both sides are pushing the spin. The Russians are pushing it by facts on the ground that we start to film, and the Ukrainians are pushing it by putting out these red alerts every now and then that something has deteriorated.
And this statement just a few moments ago from Russia's Vladimir Putin, he says he hopes Russia won't have to use force. Several job-related complaints have been filed against David Sontag. He's the police chief in Phillips. One involves falsifying a report after a drug raid. The complaint says a green leafy substance was found at a home that was tested positive as marijuana, but there's another officer who says the test was never performed. Another complaint says Sontag falsified a mileage report to and from Madison for a meeting he didn't attend. And another complaint says he used his personal vehicle to pull over a car that was driving erratically. His car is not authorized for police use. Price County Sheriff's deputies later cleared the driver. Phillips Mayor Charles Peterson says there'll be a meeting March 11th to determine the police chief's future. Chief Sontag has not commented. A Merrill woman is behind bars, accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her fiancé.
Prosecutors say 33-year-old Jessica Ann Strom tried to hire a former classmate and licensed pilot to walk into the intended victim's Merrill law office and, quote, blow his brains out, then fly the body to Door County. They claim they have the video and the audio evidence to back that up. The 49-year-old intended victim is an attorney and a former district attorney. Judge Michael Moran set a $250,000 cash bond and immediately recused himself from the case since he knows the intended victim. District Attorney Ken Heimerman's staff also familiar with the intended victim, so a special prosecutor will likely be appointed. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A mobile home caught fire yesterday afternoon on County Road F in Hamburg. Fire officials say this was most likely caused by residents trying to thaw out frozen pipes. And the fire may have smoldered for a while. No one was home when firefighters got there. They also had to fight this fire with temperatures near zero, which leads to frozen hoses from the extreme weather. About 80 kids were sent home from the Antigo Boys and Girls Club yesterday because of frozen pipes there. Staff members had to close for the day once they realized they didn't have running water. The Public Works Department wasn't able to thaw the pipes out till later in the day. Antigo officials say there were 10 to 12 other buildings that also froze up. The Antigo Boys and Girls Club is scheduled to reopen today. The Oscar ratings are in, and the telecast was a hit.
It's been a tough couple of days for us here. It has been raining.
Even though the show on ABC dragged on for 3.5 hours, more than 43 million people watched, making Sunday's telecast the most watched in 10 years. It's the biggest non-sports audience since the 2004 Friends finale. As for where the Oscars stacked up against other award shows, it had 22.1 million more viewers than the Golden Globes and 14.5 million more than the Grammys.
One of the most amazing Liza Minnelli impersonators I have ever seen.
It also represents the third year in a row for the ratings to rise, up 6% from 2013. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for some light snow early on today, otherwise mostly cloudy and a bit milder during the afternoon, a high of 18. Tonight, a slight chance of light snow far south of Marathon County. Less cloud cover in the Northwoods and a bit more frigid, a low of 2 above zero. On Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, more sun in the afternoon, a high around 20. Thursday, increasing clouds and milder yet. A good chance for some snow and sleet in the evening and a high of 27. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, today starts as a warming trend. Not much to get us above zero, though, but at least we don't have that extreme cold that we've seen for the last few days. Chris Conley, WSAU News.